time. Top Five Stories is coming. True Crime Stories is coming. I'm back. Subscribe to that podcast and radio show. Days are up and running now. So just give us time. We're back, though. We're back. Okay? It'll be a long time when we take another long vacation like that. Okay? Because it was killing me to be away from my fans. And this time, I'm just hoping that you can tell all your fans, all the people in your state. Okay? Like those yellow thumbs up, okay? I want all through the states. Spread the word. Spread the word. We will not be back. Go with the flow. Like this song says, go with the flow and float the word across the nation. And China, Russia, you want to fall against hit me, bring it, ooh-ah, bring it, ooh-ah, whoa. To spread his word, to try to stop what's going on in Ukraine and make peace and all. He want me to spread his word, and then that's what I'm going to do. But I need everyone who knows more knowledge of God than I do to keep spreading his word. So we need to spread that word, people. We need to really, really spread that word, you know. Keep our what you call alive. Just spread the word, you know. Keep the hope alive, you know. We definitely got to keep hope alive. And it will get better. It will. It will get better. And just help me spread the word, okay? More people who listen to this show, I'm going to encourage the word. I'm going to read a passage this season. Before I leave, I'm going to read a chapter and a verse in a chapter from the Bible before we leave, when I leave. And just want everybody just to bow their heads at the end of the show as I read the chapter, okay? Then I want you to take that chapter and that verse and spread it to someone who needs it. Go to a prison. Go to a homeless shelter. Or just go out. If you live in California, just go. They all over California. Just pour someone aside and start reading that verse. Okay? Just give something. Go get a cup of coffee for someone. Go get a donut for someone who's homeless. Because let them know they're not alone. Like this Michael Jackson song said, you're not alone. Okay? You're not alone. That's God people see you. And we working behind the scenes to get these people, the city, state, and the government officials off their white asses and do something about this. You know, I know they got trouble overseas, the White House and all. I know that. They got to concentrate on that. But you need to start working with the states. And President Biden, you need to wake up, man. If you're going to be like President Obama and President Bill Clinton, you need to wake up. Because I do have to give Trump some credit for some of the things he did do, you know. And then it ain't that much, you know. I give credit where credit is due. Just like I do my ex-wife, you know. And speaking of my ex-wife and children, we are talking again. And I'm not going to hide that from y'all. So, those who prayed for us want this to happen. Those who prayed, who know back then, back last year, and you would listen to the show, what happened, how it was rising and then fell. Well, those who really believe in God, really believe in God, and probably pray for the Whitlock family to get back together, I really thank y'all, because we are talking again. And the amazing thing is, when I was in need in the summer, because I was down in need, because I had a big issue in the summer. That's why I had to go on vacation too. I don't want to tell what it was and all, but it was a big issue, and that's why I had to go on vacation and all for a long period of time. And I just had to get back on the show, guys. Just had to get back on this show. You know, this is my thing. You know, and as I was dressing, Father's Day was coming up. A little voice came on the phone. I don't know if it was God or the enemy. I just don't understand it, you know. But I like to say it's God, you know. He's a miracle of a lot of things, you know. And they came over here, all of Maya, Jessica, not Don on Ashley, but Michael and Fazer, his girlfriend, and the Miss herself. Reason I say Miss, because she's a Miss. I don't want to get in details, because I don't want to be thrown on the bus again. But in case she hears this show. But back in the past, in episodes, the fourth season was the season last year, you know, and it was that happy time, you know, and then it fell, and then it rise again, you know, it rise again. I really don't know what to do with it, you know. It's to me, it's just I just want things to go right this time, you know. I want things to go right this time. And we're trying to put it back together, you know. We're trying to put it back together, and my grandson. I got to see my grandson for the first time on Father's Day. And it was one of the best Father's Days I ever had. You know, and that's what I'm trying to say. And he just, to this day, my ex-wife let me go over there because it was an issue that I was dealing with and I had to get out of this apartment. It was not safe for me. And don't worry about it because God take care. I gave him the will and he take care of it. And the issue is praise. And family came out to the rescue. And Jesus handled it. He handled it, you know. And give a shout out to my family who helped me to help, that helped God and helped me to get the issue back on track, you know. And it was just, it's just one of those things. You know, I didn't think Candy would do. No, I really did. I didn't really think she would do something like that. But it really touched me. And since then, I've been going back and forth over her apartment, staying there, and haven't been doing nothing. And the guy who did this thing to my daughter, hopefully he's out the picture. But it's a real long story. We probably went to court, but they canceled it to September because the issue with what happened to Jessica. And that's how all this emerged. What happened to Jessica. And then everything happened last year. And then Jessica came to stay with me and stuff like that. And then me and my son cried at his. And he cried at his with his mother and me. And then we all apologized to each other. And I thought it was over, you know. I thought they was mad at me and never see him again and all. They want nothing to do with me and all that stuff to start. And then this year, Father's Day, this past, Jessica gave me a call, asked, can she come over? I said, yes. She asked, did mommy come over? I said, yes. And she brought the baby, and I saw my grandson for the first time. His name is CK. I call him Little Man. I call him the Big Boss. You know? And he's Donald and Michael and Jessica and all the little kids all over again, you know. It's like me and Candy is just getting a second chance at this, you know. And like I said, like last year, I don't know how long, but if we pick God and Dennis, and I ask my fans, and God's people, my fans are all God's people, to this time hold this together and don't let the enemy step in. Seal this shut with the Holy Ghost. And hopefully this will work. Even if it don't work, I know my strength. And I know I still got God in my life. You know? And I still got people who are going to look out for me. You know? And I know what to expect this time. Last time, I didn't know what to expect. And I know it could go anyway. So, it's still not a celebration. This is like maybe God getting us a test run. See how things go. And I just say, he's good. Jesus is good. And that I wasn't going to see my son. You know? I just really thought I wasn't going to see him. I was going to miss that too. Grandfatherhood. I miss half of my fatherhood. That was wrongful taken away from me. But I actually thought I'm gonna miss my grandfatherhood too. You know, that was gonna be. And I didn't really let it bother me. And now, after I got one, so I'm going to the next thing. After I got one issue straightened and had a nice little vacation on with it, there's another issue trying to rise his head. Like I said, the enemy is just working. When he see you doing good, he's going to pay attention to you. But when you do bad, he's going to laugh and turn his head and say, it's under my control again. But it's not. God gonna step in and say, he gonna deal with it, you know. But I'm really sure this issue is gonna be solved either way, you know. And like I said before on season 4, I'm ready to get out of this apartment, cause it's just not good thing. It's not a good thing, you know. I just see things that I really don't care, you know. And just stay, maybe rent a room for 6 months or 12 months until I can get an apartment that I like. But gotta get out of this place. And as everything else in my life, like I said, my grandson, seeing him, talking to him yesterday, and all. And I don't know what to say. I don't know how to thank Jesus for what he do. You know, I just hope that he keep me here all the way into my 90s and just let me enjoy my grandfather and fatherhood, my second turn, as I go to my second turn of life. I'm hoping that he do that, you know. So I'm gonna give you some music, and I'll be right back. been a long ride, people. That's all. It's been a long ride. That's all I can say. It's been a long, long ride. You know? And I just hope God is willing to keep us here. Keep us here for a long time. So, everybody is talking about Joe Biden when he fell. Now, I don't have no internet or nothing like that right now. That's one of the issues that I'm going through. I didn't see the fall or nothing like that. I'm just hoping that he's okay, you know. I mean, he's doing good. He is in good health and all. I feel like some other people that maybe he should just run for just this 4 years, you know. I know. And just, I don't know. Because the Democrats and the Republicans are phony, you know. They phony. And I just don't want to get into it, you know. Really. I just don't. It's a mess, you know, in both parties. Both parties is a mess. And you just gonna,
we were made for each other.
I think it just,
hold on to, I was,
if you call the guy, I hope you call him to see if he was okay. Don't criticize the man because he fell. You gotta look back, Republicans. You put a real bad president in the Oval Office for 4 years. The man didn't know what he was doing. The man didn't care about the American people or anybody else but himself. A man think he knows everything but don't know Jack Blue. A man who thinks he's a boy, but if you say boo, he runs behind the bushes. The 45 was the worst that we ever can make. He was a person, a real person to this country. January the 6th was a real person to this country. That's why China and Russia is aggressive and doing what they're doing, because what they saw on January the 6th, they know what's going on in here in America, you know? And they don't, and Republicans and Democrats don't start working together. We're going to lose it. Just like that. We're going to lose it. And I know a lot of Americans agree with me. And there's going to be nobody fault but those fake old men in Capitol Hill. And I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans. You talk about Joe Biden, but he looked the leader of the Republican Party. But his old, ugly-looking self. The senator from South Carolina. What his name? Leslie? You know? Leslie-man? That's his name, Leslie? I don't know. Sound like a lesbian. Like, he got one of those, I hate to say the word, but homosexual names. And he's a state senator from South Carolina. and he's the leader. I think he's the leader of the Republican Party. I don't know. I really don't care, you know. But I know his name starts with Leslie and something. But he looked like he's a gay looking something with a gun. It's my freedom of speech, so I'm pressing the Constitution of my freedom of speech. So that means I can say what I want to say. Thank God there's black people in America. Thank God for the African-American people who died for our freedom. All lives matter. Not only black lives, all lives matter. But thank the ones who died for our freedom. Even the young man who died on TV in the hands of white police officers, and Joy, and the guy who died here in the hands of police officers who didn't get punished, that should have got punished, who didn't. And so, you know, the same two things that happened here, happened in Missouri, happened here too with police officers. Those police officers in the Twin States, they went to jail. But the ones who killed the other black guy here, when we had the riots and all, they didn't went to jail. No. So, justice was served. The young man had to die for a fake, if it was a fake $20 bill. Nobody ever said the $20 bill was fake or not. Nobody even checked to see if it was fake or not. All they kept on saying, he handed the cashier a fake dollar bill. He called the police. And didn't check to see if it was fake or not. You know, how do city police know it's a fake dollar or not? Do they have that kind of chain training? I don't know. I don't think they had that kind of training. They didn't even check to see the dollar was fake, you know. And maybe the cashier probably knew the dollar was fake. Maybe it happened before. You know, never know. He probably did it before. They say he have a criminal record, but that's not the fact. The man shouldn't have died over some fake $20 bill. They should have handled the situation in another way. They should have just called the MLMs because they say he was scared of dark places. So they just should call the MLMs and transfer him to jail. You know? Put him in the MLMs. One of the police officers ride with him. Give him some medical treatment. You know, and have it put them back in the MLMs and transfer them to the prison. That's all they had to do. All they had to do is call for MLMs, paramedics. And place them back in the paramedics, because paramedics got lights and everything in the bus and all. That's what they call it in New York, the bus. And transfer them to the mercy room. Get them checked out, put them back in the paramedics, in the vehicle, and transfer them to the in jail. You know? That would have been that simple. If these idiots, these white pink necks, would have used their heads, you know? But they didn't. And now they facing all that time. I feel sorry for the family that had to go through this, and the decision these idiots made, and they put their family through. You know, and yeah. this don't make no sense to me, you know. And this is what I'm saying. This is why we got idiots in Capitol Hill. This is why we got idiots in Capitol Hill. So, even though this is a half an hour, and I'm just testing the show, and I'm having no internet to uplink it, and might uplink this when I get the internet and everything. But it's good to be back. Thank you, everyone. Always.